أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ونجيناه ولوطا إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها للعالمين. In ayah number 71 of Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the time when Allah azza wa jal delivered Ibrahim alayhi salam and Lut alayhi salam from the land of Al-Iraq. Both of them existed in the same era. Two great anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You had Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and Nabi Lut. In fact, they were related to each other. So they resided in the land of Babylon, present-day Iraq. It's a very historical region and area. And that is where the oppressive king Namrud had lived and he had resided. We know of Namrud, he was the very one who instructed that Ibrahim alayhi salam should be cast into the fire. So Allah subhanahu says, وَنَجَّيْنَا, we rescued him. That is Ibrahim alayhi salam. We delivered him. And along with him, Lutan, إِلَى الْأَرْضَ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا, where did we deliver them to? Which was the land to which they were both sent? Allah subhanahu says, a blessed land. A land in which we placed a lot of barakah, a lot of divine blessings, not only for the people of that region, but Allah says, لِلْعَالَمِينَ, for the entire world. The entire world drew from that land and benefited from that land, and that was the land of Asham. The land of Asham, greater Syria, of course, the land of Asham covered a wide region and a wide area from Syria right up to the land of Palestine and the land of Al-Quds. All that was known as the land of Asham. Allah says it is a land filled with a lot of barakah. Why? We find almost all the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wa salam, they were sent to that land. And they preached in that land. And they are buried in that land. Most of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wa salam, their graves are found in that part of the land. So Allah says it is blessed. So we find inwardly it is blessed through the presence of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wa salam, in that land. And also outwardly, it's a beautiful land, a beautiful region. And we find that the climate there is also moderate, and it is a land where there's beautiful scenery and streams and so on and so forth in that region of the land. So indeed, it is a land that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says enjoys divine blessings from Allah. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we gave Ishaq to him as a gift. Remember, Ishaq alayhi salam was the second son of Ibrahim. And he was born to the wife of Ibrahim, Sarah. Sarah was barren. She could never give birth. But when they were both of very advanced age, Ibrahim alayhi salam made a dua, Rabbi habni min as-salihin, O Allah, give me a gift in the form of a child who will be from amongst the righteous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the dua. Allah says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ, and we gave him Ishaq as a gift. وَيَعْقُوبْ نَافِلَةً, and a second gift. Allah says, نَافِلَةً. نَافِلَةً means something extra. That's why the nafil salah that we perform is called nafil, or it's called نَافِلَةً. نَافِلَةً refers to something extra. So we gave him a bonus on top of that. We gave him Ishaq as a gift, and on top of that, as a bonus, something extra, we gave him Yaqub. Of course, Yaqub was not the direct child of Ibrahim alayhi salam, but he was the grandson of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was the son of Ishaq. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we blessed him with Ishaq. And remember, Ishaq was a Nabi. And then we blessed him with Yaqub. Yaqub was also a Nabi, the grandchild of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then Yaqub had a son by the name of Yusuf alayhi salam, who was also a great Nabi of Allah azza wa jal. وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and every one of them, every one of them, the children and the grandchildren of Ibrahim alayhi salam, each and every one of them, we made them from amongst the salihin. And this teaches us a very important point. Because when he made the dua, what was the dua? رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Number one, priority. More important than the gender of the child, more important than the health of the child. Of course, we must make dua. Whenever we are making dua for a child or a grandchild, we must make dua for a healthy child. If we want a specific gender also, it's fine to make that type of a dua. We want a specific gender.
But top of the list must be what? Righteousness. See the barakah of the dua. He said, when he made dua for his haq, he said, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, give me a child in the form of a gift who will be from amongst the righteous. Allah says, not only was Ishaq righteous, wa kullan. Ishaq was righteous, and whoever came after Ishaq was also min as-salihin. Every one of them, his children and his grandchildren, he made them from amongst the salihin. May Allah grant us the understanding.